gave a couple guys a day off. Uche had a day off. Mercedes had a day off. That was planned before we started training camp with some of our guys. As far as injuries, Justin Forsett had a toe sprain. We're going to check it out in the training room later on. We should have a better idea what came out about that. But as I said yesterday, I just felt like we needed some teams, some live reps. We did that at the very end, got all three groups, first, second, and third group live reps, and we needed it. And I think you'll see that our guys, it was very competitive. We started off practice, even in special teams, with a competitive drill where we called everybody over, the whole team over, a spirited part in special teams. Then we went right into one-on-ones. We put the running backs and the linebackers and tight ends against each other. And then we moved into one-on-ones with the receivers and DBs and D-line and O-line, and then the live session at the end. So very extremely competitive one-on-one type situations throughout practice. And I thought there were some very good things. I was pleased with the defense. I thought they performed well. Got a takeaway. We talk about it's all about the ball, and they got the ball and scored. And that's the mindset we want to drive home. So what a great illustration to take into that defensive meeting room today. On the other side, we've shown some very good days in a row, and today shows that we still got some work to do. But I know our coaches will take care of things, and the offense will come up and strap it up tomorrow. And that's how training camp has gone. It's kind of gone back and forth. The offense has had a good day, defense, and those things are going to happen. But pleased overall with our overall effort.
How did Blaine look?
It's good, for him, in his situation to come in. We wanted to see how he would do in practice, and talking over with Mike, he went that live session, and I think that shows great courage on his part to go in there. But he's competing. He's competing his tail off, and that's what took place.
First day that Cecil hasn't looked extraordinary. He seemed to kind of come back down to earth.
Yeah, you know what? Remember I told you earlier, everybody has their day in training camp, and that's going to happen. And I know Cecil plays with great pride, and I know he's probably looking at that play and saying, what in the world happened there? How did that happen? But it's a great lesson. That's why we practice. That's why we have training camp, to try to eliminate those plays in games.
What have you thought of the wide receivers overall in camp so far?
You know what? We've been very pleased with Mike Brown and Ace Sanders and their development, along with Cecil, obviously. The challenge for those guys will be to do it every day. Not to show us three or four good days and then kind of fade away, but to show that kind of effort every day. And that's the challenge they're facing, so that's something that we'll watch closely.
Are those the guys who have taken most advantage of Blackman not being able to be out there?
Yes, they've taken great advantage of it.
Gus, what was it like for Mercedes not being out there today for guys like Auden and some of the other tight
ends? It's good. You know what? I think sometimes coaches, they trust players, and they have a tendency to gravitate towards those guys. And when a guy takes a day off like this, and now the coaches put the other guys in, it gives us a chance and the scouts to look at some of our younger players and free agent type players. So it would be a good evaluation tool.
You were saying yesterday that wanted to add a couple of physical periods. Did the tape confirm that it needed to be done?
You know what? It's always, what's the old saying? It's never as bad as you think. And I know the reps, I was thinking it was 8 and 9 in a row. There was 5 or 6. But still, I think it was evident that we need to have some live periods.
Hitting looked like he took a step back.
Well, yeah, he had that, the interception. And we talked about the quarterbacks. Like, look at yesterday. I think Blaine, after we looked at the film and calculated, he was 9 out of 10. And now Chad, he's had some days like that, and then he had a day where something like this happens. But, the whole idea of practice is it's a precision league. That's what I've learned over the years. It's you have to be so precise, and not only your alignments, but your assignments and how you execute. And that's what training camp is teaching our guys.
Live again tomorrow for a little while?
We'll see. We got the scrimmage on Saturday, so we'll take a look at film and decide.
Forsett,
he had a toe sprain. So it looks like right now. So he's going to be further evaluated in there now, and we'll know more.
That could be the toes could be serious.
Yeah. But hopefully, Mike was in our conversation. It wasn't, he's just going to check him out in there, and we'll see.
Gus, has anyone stood out coming off the edge so far?
I was hoping today, with some of these situations and the two-minute situations, it's difficult because we made the decision to stay off the quarterback. And that's good and bad. But, you know, I think we take a look at the pressures that we're getting up front with our four-man rush, and that's going to be something that's highly evaluated during preseason. But you see flashes. Obviously, the good thing about our return-to-play protocol, you're seeing guys move up in reps. You know, guys like Roy Miller went from one rep to two reps a period now. Maurice Jones-Drew went from two to three reps. You know, we're Jason Babbins moving up in reps. So that was the plan, and so hopefully we'll get a chance to see guys like Jason Babbin in his pass rush and more reps he gets.
So it's hard for the defensive ends when they know they can't have the quarterback yet.
It is. It's always that way. You know, they rush and then they want to bend around the corner, but then they got to stop or pull off. It's always the frustrating part for them. But, you know, like I said, our number one rule is protect the team, and you have to make decisions based on that.
When you do the run blocking drills, there's no ball, two guys, three guys against each other. What are you looking for?
You know, just technique. It's truly a technique session, and pad level and hands and hand placement. So, you know, we use that period as really a technique, and to really teach our players pad level.